Welcome to The Disappearing Mind, a unique podcast helping you find clarity and support along your dementia journey. Now, join National Dementia Trainer and Coach, Dawn Platt, for an all-new episode.
Welcome to The Disappearing Mind podcast. I am your host, Dawn Platt. Holiday greetings to you and yours during this season. I'm going to continue today a series that I started a few weeks ago entitled Holiday Series, Dementia in the Holidays. And today, I'm going to provide three more tips in and around the holiday season. All of these tips may not apply to you at this point, but I hope that many of them do and that they help make the holiday season a little bit more joyful for you and your family. The holidays are different for all of us. They can be a joyous time. They can be an exciting time of new memories, old memories, but they can also be very, very stressful, especially if you're balancing life, balancing work, balancing caregiving for an individual who has dementia. We're going to talk about those things today, not only from my professional experience, but from personal experience that I had being a caregiver and a care manager for my mom who had dementia for over 7 years. Let's go ahead and unpackage this today. I hope that you will share this. Write some of these things down. Listen to the entire series and share it with your friends. Today, we're going to get into a few other areas in and around dementia. No matter where you are on the dementia journey, I think this series has offered some tips for you. And if you follow these tips and really take account of the options that you have, I think it's going to help you navigate the holiday season. After all, only you can make your own decisions. And holidays will change. They change for all of us as we age, but different circumstances impact that. For me, this is going to be the first holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, that I am going to experience with my family without my mother. It's going to be different. I'm going to remember, and I may have difficulty navigating certain areas that maybe once I didn't really appreciate, but now I'm going to miss. My mom was a big holiday person. She enjoyed all the holidays with her family, and she did some pretty special things that made the holidays memorable. That was passed on to me. I have passed it on to my children, and my children are passing it on to their children. How about you? What are some of those things for you? And how can we make the holidays the best they can be for our family going forward, even if we're dealing with dementia? Let's get into this. The first tip I want to talk about today is handling sundowning and other behavioral expressions at seasonal events and during this time. The first thing I want to talk about that maybe you haven't thought about is generally in most areas of the United States, and if you're listening in another country, which I know that I have listeners in other countries, there is going to be this time, and it may not be the holiday time that you experience this, but here in the United States, we have daylight savings time, and typically it gets darker earlier where most people live during this time of year. We have less daylight available to us during the waking hours, which has a unique impact on dementia and sundowning and behaviors, and that is natural lighting. So we want to be sure that we get plenty of fresh air and lots of natural lighting as much as we can during the fall and winter months so that the person with dementia gets the maximum amount of sunlight that can really help them overcome things like sundowning. Some of the other things are environmental factors. They can be a result of the holiday season. And let's look at what some of those things might be. So first off, we need to recognize that sundowning is a behavior of increased confusion that generally happens in the evening hours. It's like the person kind of changes. This can be very common. Not all individuals with dementia experience this, and that usually occurs late, early to mid stages and beyond. But this is something that you might notice and wonder why it is. It's generally because the absence of light and how it impacts brain function. So plan events earlier in the day to align with natural alert periods. Do not plan things too early or during nap time or too late, where you are going to be changing the cycle and routine of a person's day. That normally does not produce anything good and can produce a behavioral expression. And when I'm talking about a behavioral expression, I'm not always talking about something negative. I'm just talking about a change in what is normal for the individual. Use soothing music where you can, or lighting, high lighting or low lighting, to ease transitions. You also don't want them in a bright, crowded, noisy room where they're in an unfamiliar environment. People with dementia have to process what their reality is and what their environment is at the same time. And that can become very difficult for them to do. And they may not be able to process that well in some hours of the day and sometimes. In other settings, you may not notice a difference at all. But be aware that that could impact changes in their behavioral expressions. Sundowning, again, is triggered or can be triggered, and behaviors can be triggered by simply changing the stress environment or the environment that a person is in, such as putting them in an unfamiliar environment with unfamiliar activities, with unfamiliar people. That's a lot to process for children, it's a lot to process for adults, and it's certainly a lot to process for the individual who is coping with dementia. Managing sundown or other behaviors, one of the things that you want to look for, especially during gatherings, events, is watch for the triggers. Limit triggering stimuli or triggering events. I spoke to you on the last podcast in and around a birthday party that was in a very large space with a lot of people, a lot of noise, and a lot of things going on at one time. That was a triggering event for my mother and would be a triggering event for a lot of people who are dealing with dementia. What are some of the triggering events that you might experience or you might see? Learn to watch for them. Learn to watch the expression, the change in breathing, the difference that they might experience as they get nervous or anxious or fidgety or getting up and down, heavy breathing, deep breathing, change in facial expression. These are all trigger mechanisms that you can learn to read and move right in and begin to calm them down, bring them into a calm environment, or remove them from the environment at all. These things are going to be important. We always look for triggers when there is a behavioral expression. And when I say that, look for what's setting it off. Look for what's producing it. Look for what causes it to increase. These are things that you'd be very surprised when you remove those things, such as noise, such as too much light, such as flashing lights, such as too many people. These stimuli can be overwhelming to that person. When you eliminate some of those things, you will probably eliminate, if not totally decrease, these behavioral expressions that you may be seeing. I encourage you to monitor and begin a behavioral log. Monitor for signs and triggers of these kinds of behaviors. It could be a person that causes a trigger, and not that the person does it consciously, But maybe it is a memory or the inability to connect with a memory that causes a trigger that comes from an individual person or place. Monitor signs of fatigue. What does the person get like in the part of the day when they start being fatigued? This is not the time to introduce new people or new things or new situations. Overstimulation is a huge factor in causing triggers for people with dementia in the holidays and every day of the year. Watch for those things. Be sure that you are not putting the person in an overstimulating environment. And I think those of us who don't have dementia understand what that is. I mean, some people will not walk into a crowded room, do not like to be in an event where there's loud noises, do not like to be introduced to too many new people, do not like to walk into a new environment without escort or being alone. These are all triggers that we may deal with, but imagine the person with dementia getting bombarded with all of these new stimuli and triggers that they have to process. And therein lies the issue. They are not always able to process that without help and facilitation from you. And there comes a point where they don't process them at all. Remove them from that environment, and you will be able to help them navigate some behavioral expression that you may be seeing. Self-care. Self-care for caregivers during the holidays is crucial. We've talked about this a lot, but it's really important during the holidays. Prioritize time and personal rest and recharge times in your life during this season. You do not have to go to every event. You do not have to cook something for every holiday. You do not have to overdo it. You can keep it simple and relax and enjoy the gathering, the event, whatever's happening during the holiday. Recognize and address feelings of guilt. There are times during the holidays when perhaps you're at the point that your loved one cannot contribute. And you want them to, or you want them to be a part, or you miss them, even though they're with you. Talk about and address these feelings of guilt, these feelings of loss. Self-care is essential to caregiving, and I coach my families all the time in and around how they feel, and that some of these feelings can be very normal. Don't discount your feelings. Don't discount how you feel. Don't bombard yourself, not allowing yourself to feel real feelings. It's what you do with those feelings that really makes the difference at the end of the day. Build your support network or lean on family during that time, friends at that time, to make holidays simple, enjoyable, whatever it is you want them to be. Just don't overdo it and lower your expectations. With caregiving, you're not going to be able to keep the pace that you once did, and there's no reason that you need to do that. Give yourself a break this holiday season and enjoy the things that are most important to you. I want to talk to you more about holiday stress, whether it's gift giving, gift wrapping, being there with everything. It's important that the stress that you have, the anxiety that you have in and around the holidays as a caregiver, will transfer to the person you're caring for. They are going to pick up to whatever degree the anxiety and stress that you're feeling. Be sure that you take walks, you take a break. You are prepared for anxiety. If your loved one is anxious and perhaps the doctor has put them on something for anxiety, make sure you time that medication to events and things that you're going to be participating in. And don't stretch the event to the maximum. Don't take chances with overexertion for yourself or for your loved one. I also want to talk to you in this segment about grieving and celebrating during the holidays. I've come to appreciate the ability to grieve, which took me a while after my mom passed away. Grieving is not the same for everyone, and neither is celebrating. But during the holidays is a time that we often look back and we often have regrets or we have memories, or this will be our first experience as a family and maybe your first experience as a family to grieve holiday without your loved one or a holiday without active participation of your loved one. And it's real. It feels real. We've been part of this love relationship family for a long time. And the absence of one person, whether they're still with us or not, makes a difference in our life, in our holiday experience. Let's acknowledge to ourselves and to others the mix of feelings from grief to celebration and allow space for both. Allow space for both. Do not discount any grieving that you do. I will honestly grieve the fact that I will not get a leather jacket for this holiday. I don't need a leather jacket. I don't want a leather jacket. But I always got one almost every year. And honestly, I am creeping up to the amount of leather jackets that my own mother had. And I don't really want to do that, but it's significant. She was a gift giver and she gave and gave and gave. And honestly, no one has ever given as many gifts to me as my mother did. I'm going to miss that, even though some of the gifts were silly, even though some of the gifts I really didn't even like. I love the fact that she cared enough about me and the rest of our family to give. I'm going to miss that this year. We need to honor past traditions and create new dementia-friendly ones. Someone suggested, as I was talking with my team and families who are impacted by dementia, that maybe I pick up, just maybe this year, that I give a few leather jackets just as a way to reminisce and remember. Haven't thought about it enough, but who knows? Family, you may get that leather jacket this year, just as a reminder and a memory of mom. I want to allow you the opportunity to express feelings without guilt. I have some current families that I'm coaching, friends, colleagues that I'm coaching, who are going through some real things on different perspectives that I want to talk about. And I encourage them, I tell them feelings that might come up, because I am a huge believer that we have to be able to express our feelings without guilt. They will pass. It's what you do with those feelings. If you're that person who is going through guilt because you've just had to place your loved one, you're no longer able to care for them safely, you're going to feel guilty, and it's okay. You're doing the best that you can do. You've made good choices, and even if you made some mistakes, it's all right. Give yourself some grace. Maybe your loved one is declining, and you wish there was something you could do, and so you're desperately trying to do more, only to find out that your loved one is still declining. Allow yourself that. Don't feel guilty. There's nothing you could have done. Dementia is a horrible disease. It's progressive and it doesn't have a cure. Think about the good times. Think about what you have done. And I guarantee you that the care and love that you've given has made a difference in the life of your loved one, your friend, your acquaintance who has dementia. Give yourself that credit. Coping with mixed emotions during the holiday season. Not only are there additional emotions during the holiday season, but now those of us who have the loved one or are the caregiver or have lost someone with dementia, we have additional emotions that are there, that are real, and they might be there for a few years. I don't really know. This is my first year. And honestly, I will let you know as the podcast progresses, but I think every year during the holidays, we think of those we love, no matter how long they've been gone. And we think about those that we love as they're declining. We think about the past. We think about what they have brought to our lives and to the holiday season. That's not going to change. And I just encourage you to relish, talk about, and share those great memories that you have about your grandmother, about your parent, about your spouse, about your friend. We want to share symbolic acts or traditions to honor memories. Figure out what that is. Make the favorite foods that your loved one either enjoyed or what they contributed to the holiday season. Lighting candles, sharing stories, especially humorous stories, are very powerful in honoring the memory of the person who is with you or the person that has already left this life and gone on to the other. I think that one of the things that you can do during this holiday season is try and create meaningful moments with your loved one. A smile goes a long way. A reaction goes a long way. We cannot discount the moments of connection that we can have with someone who has dementia, whether in the early or the late stages of dementia, that power of touch, that loving moment, you will never forget. And I encourage you to do that during this season. After all, this season really is about family. This season is about love. This season is about moments that we have experienced in our life from the time we were born until the time that we pass away. And I hope that during this holiday season that these tips have really brought you a perspective on your dementia journey. It's really important to those of us at the podcast that we offer real stories and real tips that are going to help you and your family as you walk this dementia journey. Again, happy holiday season to you and to yours today and tomorrow. Until next time, this is Dawn Platt. Thank you for listening and make it a memorable day.
Thank you for joining us for the Disappearing Mind podcast. We hope it's helped you find clarity and support along your journey. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode, visit our website to suggest future topics, and share the podcast with friends and family.